Now, I'm on the lookout for fuel for a nice warm fire.
There are loads of these birch trees around here. And these are what I'm looking for, and I can tell they're birch just because of the way they're silver-limbed. This time of year in the winter, all the leaves have fallen off, but it's the leaves underneath them that I'm after. And these are going to make good tinder for my fire.
I'm going to need loads of wood to keep me warm.
It's building up like a wall of rocks around it as well, just to protect it. And then keep building it up. I can just feel really nice warmth in my hands. Oh, it's nice.
So far, I've shown you how to cope with everything Iceland might throw at you. But its deadly lava tunnels might be one thing too many.
This has just got an awful lot harder.
Last night I laid traps for ptarmigan, a type of grouse found in Iceland, and I'm hoping I get lucky.
So I want to build this up and then go and check my traps. No, nothing in this. You know, it's no great surprise. You know, my past experience says, realistically, to get things as snares, I need to set, you know, a really good number of these. But so much of survival is just about, you know, keep trying and having the energy to make these sort of things, even when you're tired, you don't really feel like it.
If you'd managed to trap a ptarmigan, this is what you'd do with it. I don't need to pluck this. There's a faster way. I just cut the head and wings off and peel the skin at the breast back.
Push there, all the skin will come off. And then just get my hands in and pull all of its guts all the way down to the back. And peel all of this back. Oh, I can't wait to eat this.